It's fun to be raining, I do.
Come over here, kid. Why, sir? You never know, you might have to cook for 20 guys someday. You see, you start out with a little bit of oil, and you fry some garlic. Then you throw in some tomatoes, tomato paste, you fry it, you make sure it doesn't stick. You got it to a boil, you shove in all your sausage and your meatballs. And a little bit of wine. And a little bit of sugar. And that's my trick.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Enough. I'm so sick and tired of hearing you people talk about food, food, food. That's all anybody ever talks about is prosciutto, cheese, and fava beans. I'm drowning here.
Jesus Christ, take it easy.
We're not even engaged yet.
When you're married, you'll understand the importance of fresh produce.
I eat with gusto, damn your bet. My country, tis of thee. I eat for social progress. I eat for victory.
Delicious.
Stay. You want some more?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, the Wine Country's most delicious hour. How are you doing this busy weekend? In a way, it's sort of the last weekend of summer. School starting, in many cases, tomorrow. So it looked to me like a lot of people were out and about having a really good time the last 2 days. Hope some of you made it to the Jewish Food Fest, which took place today. I had every intention of going, and then some family obligations got in the way, and I had to change my plans. So I'm sure this is going to become an annual event. So I will be there next year and really look forward to hearing from some people about how it was. Today was also the first day of several farmers market weekends when the Gravenstein apple will be featured. Today it was featured by the Slow Food, which has adopted, that's not the word they use, adopted the Gravenstein apple as one of their projects. They were at the Sebastopol farmers market with some cooking demonstrations and tastes of absolutely freshly squeezed Gravenstein apple juice, which is the best apple juice in the world, especially when it's fresh. Next week, they will be at the Petaluma Farmers Market. The following Sunday, Saturday, at the Santa Rosa Original Farmers Market in the Wells Fargo Center. And then a new farmers market is involved. It will be the Point Reyes Farmers Market the weekend after that. If you've never been to that farmers market, it's really lovely, very geographically discreet and specific to itself. Great road trip. Tonight, we're not really talking about a road trip. We're talking about being right here at home in Sonoma County for the Sonoma Wine Country Weekend. And we have, let's see if I can get you, Honor Comfort, Executive Director and Co-Chair of the event. I just went blank. Kate McMurray, my friend and fellow redhead of McMurray Ranch. And that is where the big tasting event takes place. And then Bruce Reisman. And I know that you're involved in multiple ways.
Yes. Yes, I am.
And right now you have a role on Mouthful. Very important one, and I want you to proceed, sir.
I will do that.
And Kate, well, Bruce is doing the honors. Do you want to tell us what he's opening?
Yes, and he was so dear to bring this. It's our Russian River Pinot Noir, and it was one of the first Pinot Noirs that we released many, many years ago. 2001, actually, it's our Russian River, and the fruit is from our upper valley that overlooks the Russian River, and it's extraordinarily good.
I've just always loved the McMurray Ranch Pinots. They're really
isn't that
there?
Crazy?
There's the sound.
Yeah, there we go.
Michelle, first one's for you.
Thank you very much. So that's what this weekend is all about. In part, is celebrating Sonoma County wine, but also, you know, you wouldn't be really celebrating Sonoma County if you weren't also celebrating food.
Absolutely.
So there's all kinds of food events connected with it. Who wants to do the overview of the weekend?
Honor.
Well,
Sonoma Wine Country Weekend is, as we like to say, the best wine and food event in California of the year. So if you love wine and love food, Sonoma County is the place to be over Labor Day weekend. We have 4 days of events that take place all around Sonoma County that range in size from very small, intimate winemaker lunches and dinners to the extraordinary Taste of Sonoma that takes place at McMurray Ranch, of course, Kate. Family home. And it's capped off by, of course, the Sonoma Valley Harvest Wine Auction, which is one of the leading charitable fundraising events in Sonoma County and raises funds for many of our small, grassroots, local Sonoma County-based charities.
Now, the Sonoma Valley Wine Auction, if I have this correct, it hasn't always been under the umbrella of the Wine Weekend, has it?
No, we actually partnered together starting 5 years ago.
Okay.
So this is the 5th anniversary of Sonoma Wine Country Weekend. And we brought together the Sonoma Valley Harvest Wine Auction along with the Taste of Sonoma and in order to create a single destination weekend for wine and food here in Sonoma County to really showcase the best of what Sonoma County has to offer, to create an opportunity to invite guests from across the U.S., from the Bay Area, and even from right next door, to come and kick off the harvest, celebrate with us, spend an afternoon talking with some of our winemakers, our leading chefs, our growers, the people who really make wine and food happen here in Sonoma County, and have a great time doing it.
Do you have any sense, you must, what percentage of people come from far away versus how many from right here at home?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, even though the event, the weekend has grown dramatically over the past 5 years. However, we've been really happy to see that it's almost exactly a third. Local Sonoma County residents, sort of greater Bay Area, and then people from out of state. So it's exciting, and it makes for a really great mix. I mean, we have people who have been coming back year after year to experience Sonoma Wine Country Weekend. They have certain wineries and chefs that they love to see, but they always also love to discover the new wine or meet someone new. Discover and experience a new angle of the event, go to a different winery that they've never been to before. So it's the, sort of the perfect mix of exploration and discovery as well as revisiting with old friends.
It seems like whenever I go to one of the events, I always meet people from Texas.
You know, I know it's hilarious. We have an incredible contingent of guests that come from Texas. You know what? People from Texas love Sonoma County. It's actually one
and
of,
well, they should.
As they should. You know, everybody does. But Texas is, in fact, one of the leading, what they call feeder markets for tourism here in Sonoma County. The Sonoma County tourism people that we work very closely with have spent a lot of time in Texas, and they have identified that there's an incredible trend and a growing audience of people from Texas, from Dallas, Austin, and Houston in particular, that come out here and just love our wine, love our food, love the whole experience.
They love the goat cheese.
Oh, and who doesn't?
I was on a book tour, and I was doing a TV show, early morning in Dallas, I think.
Yeah.
And the technicians, and they really did have on cowboy boots and jeans, you know, and they put their thumbs through the loops. And I was doing something with goat cheese because it was really easy to transport.
Yeah.
And after I was done with the segment, came up and said, "Well, ma'am, if y'all not don't need that goat cheese, you know, we love it here in Texas, and we'd love to try it." And it's like that. I was so afraid that taking goat cheese would be such a cliche and people would roll their eyes.
Yeah,
they love it in Texas.
Absolutely. You know, I think that it has to do with the fact that, you know, I lived in Dallas for several years. I went to grad school in Dallas, and you know, at heart, Texans are straight shooters. They, you know, they're pretty straightforward. They like the real deal. And I think they really connect with our whole aesthetic and our, you know, our local culture here. We see eye to eye. And
My daughter went to school. My daughter taught at University of Southern
Methodist University.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's where I went.
Okay. My daughter was teaching there right out of college. She lived there for 2 or 3 years and she loved it.
It's great.
And I went, and we had a great time in that West Elm West
Elm? Oh, yeah,
Elm?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had a fabulous time. And
yeah.
Great Thai restaurant I'll never forget.
Deep Ellum.
Yeah,
right.
Deep Ellum.
Deep Ellum.
Yeah.
That's a fun part of town.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
I mean, we welcome, of course, we welcome people from across the U.S. to come out for One Country Weekend, but we definitely have a soft spot for those Texans.
Now, let's talk about some of the individual events, because I know that, first of all, what's the overall price if you want to do everything possible?
Well, we offer tickets to all of the events, but we sell them all separately. So everyone
right.
can create their own experience.
Oh, okay.
So it depends on the events that you want to go
so
to.
So they're all sold separately
they're
now?
They're all sold separately.
Oh,
they're
okay.
all sold on, we sell all of our tickets online. We make it really easy.
Yeah, and we'll give all of those
all
details
of
at the end of the show.
Yep, and so each event is priced separately, and there's also different levels of tickets that you can go to. But the weekend kicks off on Friday, starting with winemaker lunches and dinners that are taking place at wineries across Sonoma County. And then this year, we're very excited because we have a new event that we've added to the weekend, which is our kickoff on Friday night, the Sonoma Starlight Supper Club, which is taking place up at Francis Ford Coppola Winery. And so it's wine, dinner, and live music under the stars outside around the pool up there at Francis Ford Coppola, looking out over the beautiful Alexander Valley as the stars come out, the moon comes up.
It's a gorgeous view there, and the whole place is just wonderful.
Absolutely. What a perfect way to kick off Labor Day weekend here in Sonoma County, sort of doing the, you know, enjoying the best of what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. And we're excited. We have Pride and Joy that will be coming up to perform that night, which will be great. They're a fantastic, fantastic group. And we're also featuring three of Sonoma County signature chefs that will be doing dinner that night. Mark Stark will be doing.
Mark is just so great.
Oh, he's amazing. He really is. And he has put together a great menu for a small group. We are offering a patron's dinner.
Yeah. I was just reading about that.
I know. It's sold out.
I'm very curious what Mark's doing.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. He's put together a really great menu. It's paired with a whole selection of some of our signature wines from across Sonoma County. But if that's not enough, we also have Chef Carlo Cavallo and Jeff Mall of Zinn. And they are doing dinner for the entire event. And they're doing dueling barbecues, is the way that they're describing it, which is fun. So Jeff, of course, is taking the classic American route. He's doing a whole roasted pig and what he calls his wall of fire, which sounds incredibly traumatic.
Scary, too.
Yeah, a little scary, but that's what makes it fun. As a friend of mine says, it's a little dangerous. That's what makes it fun. And but, of course, the whole roasted pig will be fantastic. He's pairing that with a range of, you know, classic American sides, but all with his special twist, including his Zinn barbecue sauce, which is just fantastic. And then Carlo, of course, is digging into his Italian heritage, and he's doing an Italian twist on the barbecue. And so he's doing pollo al mattone, so chicken under a brick on the grill, as well as some beautiful house-made Italian sausages. He's doing Tuscan beans and a whole Italian riff on the barbecue menu, but, of course, sourcing everything locally.
Now, so. Is this a walk-around style dinner?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it will be, we'll have sort of two stations, and so you'll be able to sample both menus. It's the whole evening is informal. We have over 25 wineries that will be there pouring wines, and so you'll get to sample your way through the wines and then have dinner at your leisure, and then the live music will start at about 8 o'clock, just as it's starting to get dark, and they'll play for a couple of hours. It'll be a fantastic evening.
Cool.
Yeah, and Cousteau Bakery from Healdsburg is doing all of the desserts. They're doing a fabulous
desserts
buffet. So it will be an outstanding evening.
Great. Why don't we take a little musical interlude, and we'll be right back with more talk about the Sonoma Wine Country Weekend.
Some better time. And leave- guess he knows troubles on my mind. Yes, I guess he knows it ain't in the wine.
What else would I play for the Sonoma Wine Country Weekend but Kate Wolf? You know, she's so Sonoma County. There's so many things I want to talk about. It's like the freeways, the entrance is all jammed up. I want to talk about some of the smaller events right now, the winery luncheons, that sort of thing. What is the smallest of all the events? Do we know?
Oh, boy, that's a really great question. I know that we have a couple of our winemaker lunches and dinners are really quite intimate. There are only 10 guests.
Exactly, yeah.
And unfortunately, they're some of the ones that sell out first. And
sure.
Our tickets go on sale in April, actually. And they went on sale back in April. And a few of our selected winemaker lunches and dinners sell out in the first week. It's pretty remarkable.
Uh-huh.
And then, however, we continue to sell tickets to these throughout the summer. But we have such an incredible lineup of amazing lunches and dinners. We have beautiful lunch out at Matanzas Creek Winery, which is nestled over sort of on the shoulder slopes of Bennett Valley, which is just such a lovely property. And they do a really gorgeous job of a beautiful lunch where they use produce from the property paired with the wines from Matanzas Creek. The lunch is always set up so that you really feel like you're eating in the gardens out there. And it is just magical, and you never have an opportunity to do that other than during Wine Country Weekend.
Yeah.
So that's one example of a really beautiful, intimate, sort of exclusive experience that you get. I know Ravenswood Winery is also hosting one of their signature. They are, of course, home of Zinfandel, and they do such an outstanding job. So that is a really fun lunch. Linmar Winery, that's also, it's actually on the other side over in Russian River.
Not far from where I live.
Exactly. Beautiful. And they also have gorgeous gardens. The winery sort of nestled in their gardens. And they've done an incredible job of mingling vegetables in with flowers and in with the landscaping. And so it's a sort of wonderful sense of just an edible garden.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
It's beautiful. And so their house chef is doing a gorgeous lunch on Friday. Out at Linmar, and we still have a couple of seats there.
Oh.
So each one is different. That's the beauty of
it.
Every single one is different. And the wineries work so hard to design their lunch or their dinner party to really reflect the character of the winery and the character of the hosts, to develop a menu ideally featuring produce from their gardens or working with local purveyors, and to create menus that then are perfectly paired with their wines. And then, of course, the really exciting part is the wineries pull special wines out of their cellars.
Yeah.
So you have the opportunity to taste vintages that you normally wouldn't have access to, special release wines. And you really are a guest of the winemaker and the vintner there on property. So it's a totally different experience from any other kind of, you know, winery event that you would typically have access to. They're fun.
Kate, what are you going to be doing on Friday night?
On Friday night, well, we're hosting for some of our, I guess you'd call them our customers and some pals and friends, a dinner in the Redwood Grove. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, it is literally a Redwood Grove. And I remember years ago, someone was giving my dad a bit of a hard time about why he had purchased that. You know, you can't plant anything there. The cattle don't go in there.
It's a redwood grove.
That's why. And he said, and I don't want anybody to cut the trees down.
Good for you, Dad. That's a great story.
He loved, and he was a wonderful Scotsman, you know. So he would drop my mother and all of the children off at Mass on Sunday in Healdsburg, and then he would go back to the Redwood Grove with the paper and a cup of coffee. He said, this is my church.
Oh, God, that is such a great story.
And it really does feel like that sometimes, the way the light filters through those beautiful trees, and it's very quiet. It's right on Porter Creek, and, you know, there's this beautiful smell. There's a little bay smell, but redwood has a very unusual fragrance. It's really quite lovely.
And you're so right about the way the light comes through. If I was to name a favorite cathedral or something. It would be a redwood forest somewhere.
Yes, it is. It's
remarkable.
Cathedral lighting.
Yeah.
Built right in. Yeah. So, you know, he was always so cute about that. He said, well, have fun. And then he'd go back with the Sunday paper.
Oh, and probably just loved the peace and the quiet.
And we always celebrated his birthday there. And several occasions in the past, it was August 30th, and sometimes it fell on August 30th, you know, the Taste of Sonoma, the whole weekend, of course. Mm-hmm. And so we would have potluck in the Grove, and Dad would pull out his saxophone. And
he played sax?
Oh, he did. That's how we got started. He was a musician.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
and we should say your dad, of course,
was a wonderful actor,
yes.
Fred McMurray.
Yes.
And if our audience is very young, all I can say is Turner Movie Classics for Nick at Night. Yeah, so you'll find him.
You can go to IMDb.
Yes.
And
oh, yes. That's extraordinary. That's quite a spot.
Get you up to speed right away.
It sure will. But we're really lucky. We're hosting this. This is our seventh year, right, Honor? I think it is
absolutely.
Our seventh year, and it's an extraordinary weekend. And we love being involved. And as Honor said, highlighting the best that Sonoma County has to offer. And what's lovely, the way these lunches and dinners are designed and thought out so carefully. But if you're driving to these events, you get to see Sonoma County. You were talking about Bennett Valley and then over in the Russian River Valley and then a little bit north heading up toward Geyserville up in that direction and Linmar. And you really do see what Sonoma is all about from your car, you know, just driving from place to place. So
And that's something, you know, people don't take so much time to do these days.
No, I know.
Are any of the wineries further out on the coast or towards the coast involved?
They are involved, although
they're not hosting
at the winery, but yes, we have many of those wineries involved. Fort Ross Winery, right. Flowers, of course.
Flowers, yes.
Freeman, Freestone. So we've got, that's one of the things that's really remarkable and I think unique about this event is that we have wineries from literally across Sonoma County, from all the way down in Carneros.
12 to 14 appellations. I think it's 12. It
15.
Might be 14.
We're
15?
All the way up to 15.
We're up to 15.
With
with
Fort Ross Seaview and Pine Mountain Cliverdale added
those have
in
been
this
approved
year.
Now.
Yes, they're officially approved. So we are now up to 15 AVAs.
I can't wait to try those wines.
We have wineries from all 15 AVAs
that's
that will be participating
awesome.
In the weekend. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that is really great. And the AVAs, you know, I've done a couple series and I did a TV series about the AVAs. I think there were 13 at that point.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting to look at them because it's not just about wine.
No, it's not.
When you look at the agriculture in addition to viticulture, it's fascinating.
And it's about their history, their evolution, the landmarks, of course, the climate, the soils, the topography there. Mm-hmm. Each one really is so distinctive. And that's one of the things that on Saturday at the Taste of Sonoma that we really focus on. So, in fact, the
things
grand
are divided
tasting,
by under so different tents.
Tasting, the tents are each divided by the major AVAs. We also have wine seminars over the course of the day, which are great. They're fascinating. They're an opportunity to, in 30 minutes, sit down and focus on one varietal tied to one specific AVA. We have four different winemakers. Each one pours a wine and talks about it. So, for example, we're doing a seminar on Russian River Valley Pinot Noir. We're doing a seminar on the West Coast, on the Western Sonoma Coast, and talking about what is it about the western edge of Sonoma Coast that makes it so distinctive, so compelling, and so challenging to grow and make wine there. Of course, deep dive into Cabernet from Alexander Valley. Of course, Zinfandel from Dry Creek Valley, which is, you know, just legendary. And a beautiful survey of gorgeous Chardonnays from Sonoma Valley, which is home to some of our most distinguished Chardonnay vineyards. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great opportunity to learn about wine from the winemakers. Each seminar is hosted by a different sommelier. We bring sommeliers in from across the U.S., some of the leading restaurants across the U.S. and California. And they lead these seminars. They also lead sommelier tours through the event, which is really fun. That's a fun way to get sort of a behind-the-scenes tour with a sommelier taking you from winery to winery, sharing with you their personal favorites and their insider's look into either a certain category, such as aromatic white wines like Pinot Gris and Sauvignon Blanc. What are their favorite producers and their favorite wines? Or just their personal favorites, a whole lineup. And you taste between 5 and 6 wines, and you go on your individualized tour. They're very cool, in fact, because everyone on the tour has a headset, and the sommelier who's leading the tour has a headset with a little microphone, and so only the people on the tour can hear what the sommelier is talking about. It's so great. It's really fun.
Now, who are the sommeliers this year?
We have a whole lineup from across the U.S. And
so, like, a dozen or so?
Yeah, actually we do. We have more than 12.
Wow.
So, yeah, from some of them from San Francisco, but also from other leading markets all the way across the U.S., Denver, and so forth. So we're still confirming our final sommeliers, but and we're going to be announcing all of those in a press release actually coming up next week. And what's fun is that this year, to make it even more engaging and fun for them, we're doing what we're calling a top sommelier competition, as a fun way for them to kick off the weekend. So they get to compete head-to-head on a little wine and food pairing competition. And then we'll anoint the top somm for the weekend. Give them.
I love that word, anoint.
I know.
Anoint.
Exactly.
Yeah, they will, too.
So, so it's great for them, too. But they, most importantly, they get to taste a lot of different wines from Sonoma County, meet a lot of different winemakers. And
that will result in Sonoma County wines appearing on more wine list.
Yes, absolutely.
But you know what I love, too? Our guests out at the Taste, which is September 1st. It's the Saturday piece of the weekend. And I've noticed year after year, people actually bring notepads and notebooks, and they very serious about studying the different wines from the different growing regions, and certainly in the seminars and the opportunities they have to interact with our winemakers. And it's wonderful to see that level of interest, you know, in addition to all the wonderful food, the chefs we have out there, over 60 chefs and food purveyors. And so it's this beautiful pairing of food and wine, but people really love to learn. You know, I think that's one of the best things that part of the weekend is that people are really learning.
You know, that's one thing about this event. It's not like some of the other events which attract more of the puke on your shoes crowd. This really attracts people who are, like you say, they want to learn, and they're not somber, but they're very serious in their passion. And that's really interesting.
And
to
they
see.
Have fun too.
They do absolutely,
absolutely. It's a great fun event. But we have a very sort of high level engaged crowd that wants to know. They want to try more wines. They're so into the food too. I mean, that's a huge part of it.
You know, the other part of this is that all of the winemakers and the chefs really don't get to see each other as often during the course of the year. And what this event brings out is, to me, it brings out really the community of Sonoma
County. The camaraderie.
Yeah, that's really
true. It really is a camaraderie. And I think that what a lot of the guests who come to this, you see the energy is positive. The energy from the chefs and from the winemakers and from the people who are representing the wineries is really, it's so welcoming. It just makes it a joy to actually go up there and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's absolutely it's true. Well, you know, we're going to take another musical interlude here, and then we're going to let you talk some more, Bruce.
Okay.
You've been uncharacteristically quiet.
You've been very patient.
I'll take the back roads home through the open countryside, letting things slip by in drawn out time. I'll take the long way home on the back roads of this life, taking time to see what goes by. Coming and going, there's no dividing line. What you're headed for, someone left behind. And the shortest road ain't always the best.
Sometime let a back road take you home. And a back road is so easy, it just rambles on and on. Take it or leave it as it rolls along. Drifts through things it cannot change and doesn't even try. Wouldn't that be something for you and I? Coming and going, there's no dividing line. What you're heading for, someone left behind. And the shortest road the best. Sometime let a back road take you home. In any place you're bound, well, you'll get there someday. You're the one who chooses what you see along the way. And when the heartaches seem too much for you to bear, there's a back road winding everywhere. Coming and going, there's no dividing. What you're heading for, someone left behind, and the shortest road ain't always the best. Sometime let a back road take you home. Sometime let a back road home.
Yes, back roads can take you almost anywhere in Sonoma County, including to a lot of the events of the Sonoma One Country Weekend, and it's the perfect way to see Sonoma County. So, Bruce, now that and it's been 5 years, the Sonoma Valley Wine Auction has been under the umbrella. And is that when we dropped having the other wine auction as part of
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. And what we did is we brought sort of both events, because the showcase, which had existed right. for many years but took place in July, and then the Sonoma Valley Wine Auction, which has always occurred on Labor Day weekend. You know, we had these two major events that were about 6 weeks apart, and we just thought, this is crazy. Let's combine them and create one signature destination weekend mm-hmm. for Sonoma County. And it has been a great partnership. The event has really grown. It's become stronger and more diverse, with more wineries. We have over 200 wineries participating mm-hmm. just on Saturday alone. Over the whole weekend, you know, we have well over 200, almost 300 wineries mm-hmm. participating. We have a whole lineup of some of our best chefs, growers, purveyors, vintners. I mean, it's really as Bruce was saying, it's such a great example of the wine and food community of Sonoma County coming together. And yeah. it's because we combined forces. So we're excited.
So tell me about what's happening at the auction.
At the auction.
Your culinary chair?
I'm the culinary co-chair with Josh Silver.
Okay.
And actually, this will be year three for me.
I know. Bruce is one of our stars. Yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful event. It's a luncheon event. Mm-hmm. It takes place at Chateau St. Jean this year. Mm-hmm. And we've got an incredible lineup of chefs. Doug Keen from Cyrus will be there. It's a combination. Dusky Estes will be there. Catherine Venturini from Olive and Vine. Narayan Somnami from Getty Restaurant, as well as Carlo Cavallo will be there again as well. Josh, of course, is Octavio Alcantar from Barn Diva doing pastries. And we've also got the folks from Crisp as well, Andrea and Moya working there from Crisp. So it's a great menu. The theme of the menu is Indian cuisine. And so everybody has come out with some beautiful, beautiful dishes. We're going to have a couple tandoori ovens out there making fresh naan for 550 people, which is an interesting challenge in itself.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
It's a really wonderful event. And again, same sort of thing. It's getting everybody together. And also, I forgot to mention Doug McFarland from Ramekins is also there. Getting together with chefs who you never see during the course of the year. And we're all working now to put out one beautiful meal. It's a combination of plated and family-style foods. It's really a wonderful, wonderful day.
Now, that auction has always been known in part as wacky for its costumes, and you know that I think auction lots, an auction lot will come up, and people from the winery will be dressed outrageous. Is that stuff still going on?
Oh, absolutely! And actually, Honor is not only an organizer, but she's a participant. So, so I think Honor could actually tell us a little bit more about that part.
Are you wearing a costume?
I'm a member of the Magnum Force, which is great. It's one of the signature elements of the Sonoma Valley Harvest Wine Auction, and it started many years ago, long before I joined in. But it is a troupe that's made up of women vintners and women that are members of the wine community. And we are led, of course, by the indomitable Susie Friedel, who is a dancer and choreographer on Broadway. And so each year she choreographs a whole dance routine, and she leads this group of women teaches all of us the choreography, and none of us are professional dancers. Let me just say that right up front. And it is remarkable what Susie is able to put together. And it's all to support one of the lots, the Magnum Force lot, which has been one of the signature lots of the auction and is a major part of the fundraising. And it's a great, fun way to raise money for a great cause, have fun doing it, and also highlight our wines and wineries. So along with this, it's a collection of magnums. We actually have 60 magnums that make up the lot. So it's great. But the auction is, it is just a great example of the spirit and the fun of Sonoma County, in that while we take our winemaking very seriously, we take our fundraising very seriously, we don't take ourselves that seriously. And we're able to have a good time doing all of it. And it's high-spirited, it's fun, and we always like to have a little unexpected twist. So this year, the theme of the auction is Sonoma Shambhala. So Bollywood meets the splendor of wine country. And our whole intention
is
to...
That's a big theme.
I know, and it will be great. We've got a lot of fun surprises up our sleeves. And the intention is to create an experience that no one would expect to find in wine country. And so as soon as you set foot on the property, to just be wrapped up in this vibrant, colorful, fun surprise of an afternoon, and be a part of the wine community celebrating and kicking off harvest, and at the same time raising much, much needed funds for our local community.
What is it, about $11 million so far, Honor, that we've raised over the years?
Oh, yes, more than that. Yeah, I mean, it is remarkable. And just last year, we donated back to many bootstrap grassroots charities. We donated over $400,000 directly to the charities. So
now this one, the auction takes place this year at St. Jean.
Chateau St. Jean, yes. We're very
and
excited
about
that.
On which day?
On Sunday, September 2nd.
And from what time?
It kicks off at 1 o'clock. The auction will conclude about 5 p.m. and then we segue directly into the post party, which will be taking place there on the grounds of Chateau St. Jean. We're creating the Lantern Lounge, which will be a fabulous it's gonna be great.
So, and are there still tickets available for that
there
event?
There are still tickets available, limited tickets. Each table at the auction, one of the things that's fun is that every single table at the auction is hosted by a different vintner, and so you can choose which table you would like to sit at. And so of course you spend the afternoon afternoon with this vintner drinking his or her wines. They're your host for the afternoon. They choose wines that are paired with this amazing menu that our chefs have put together, as Bruce talked through the lineup of chefs. And we've encouraged our chefs to marry the flavors of India along with the ingredients of Sonoma County and see what we get. And so it will be a delicious afternoon.
So the event is 4 days, and
yes,
it starts on Friday.
Yeah.
What happens on Monday?
Oh, no. It kicks off. Well, we have a pre-party on Thursday night for our sponsors and some people that fly in Thursday evening.
Okay.
We do a little kickoff.
I was going to say,
a special... Monday, we're all in bed.
I was going to say, you have special hangover cures on Monday?
We're all recovering on Monday.
Okay.
The events really kick off on Friday noon for lunches and then winemaker dinners on Friday night. And, of course, the Sonoma Starlight Supper Club.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is the Taste of Sonoma at McMurray Ranch. And then we have the Honorary Chairs Dinner, which will be out at the Robert Young Estate.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Oh, it will be amazing.
And
Bruce,
the view is gorgeous from up there. Yeah, well, we're catering that particular event.
And
so I'll be
by
up there.
We, you mean?
Park Avenue Catering.
Park Avenue Catering. Yeah,
and I'll be up there for that one. And it's, I don't know if you've ever been up to the, mm-hmm, the lawn, but the view of Alexander Valley from there is just spectacular from, yeah, Robert Young Estate. And so that'll be a full 5-course dinner, and I've tasted every one of the wines. They're exceptional. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of wines from Robert Young Estate, Kelly and Young, which is part of the family,
yeah, uh-huh,
as well as Chateau Saint Jean, because one of the first time I ever heard the name Robert Young was Robert Young Chardonnay out of Chateau Saint Jean. Uh-huh. For years and years they sold their grapes to Saint Jean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they still do sell, mm-hmm, their grapes,
absolutely,
do they?
Absolutely, yeah.
So they still do the Saint Jean Chardonnay, but as well as that, there are just some gorgeous, gorgeous wines coming out,
yeah,
of the family and the winery. Uh-huh. So
that'll
be expected.
How many people? What's the capacity for that event?
I think it's about 100, mm-hmm, 250.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's a fun, festive evening celebrating the honorary chairs of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And each year we have an honorary chair, one that is a winemaking family and one that is a grower family.
Mm-hmm.
So the grower family, of course, is the Robert Young family. And they are just, they're such a great family. The four kids continue, they're not kids any longer now, they're adults, of course, but they continue the tradition of that family that they were raised in by their father,
mm-hmm,
and that he was a real pioneer up in Alexander Valley. He planted the first Cabernet grapes in Alexander Valley on his estate, initially to sort of help offset the prune harvest, and they have always been leaders up in Alexander Valley and really across Sonoma County in terms of really creating a force and a partnership amongst other growers and really helping to innovate and lead the way and unite and unify the community. And in fact, Robert Young was well known not only in Sonoma County and not only in California, but actually internationally, mm-hmm, as an innovator and a pioneer and someone advocating for the grape industry.
Very strongly in South Africa. They entertained a lot of visitors from South Africa.
Really?
And they shared a lot of their expertise in winemaking and farming in general. Yeah.
Interesting.
Pretty
and the
amazing.
Family is still so close and very, mm-hmm, tight. And it's great to see this family successfully carrying on their heritage and tradition. So that's our grower honorary chair. And then we're thrilled to also be able to recognize Margot and Don Van Staveren. Mm-hmm. And they are truly a unique couple, both outstanding winemakers, extremely talented, with this unique heritage of both having worked as the winemaker at Chateau Saint Jean. Of course, Margot continues as the winemaker there, mm-hmm, today. Both of them have worked with the Robert Young family, and it's this whole great
circle.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So it's nice that we are able to recognize and celebrate these two families who are leaders in the Sonoma County wine industry.
So on Monday after this is over, you're going to stay in bed. How soon after that do you have to start planning next year's? Because this is enormous.
Tuesday.
Okay. I had that feeling.
Actually, you know, it's funny because we're already planning next year.
Yeah.
When you put on something that is this involved and complex, but also that has grown so much in such mm-hmm. a short period of time, it's because we're always looking at, well, what can we do better? We already have a list of things that we're going to change for next year, that we're going to improve upon, new ideas, things mm-hmm. we want to pull together. We're already starting to think about what will be our theme for the auction next year. And, you know, it's just something that we love doing this. And Sonoma County is such a special place. And the fact that we are able to pull together our wine and food community at the start of one of the busiest times of the year. And this is not an easy time to do this event. But at the same time, everyone loves it. We love the fact that we get to invite people to come in and join us and be a part of the harvest. You know, when harvest starts in Sonoma County, there's just this buzz. It's just electric. And, you know, there's that wonderful aroma of the grapes that have been crushed in the pumice.
The scent of fermentation.
Yeah, you know, and it smells good. And, and, you know, everyone's just kind of buzzing and there's just this sense of energy. And so it's great to be able to invite people from outside of our wine community to come in and be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Just even for this one weekend as it's all kicking off. And, what a great opportunity to be able to help make that happen for one of the richest and most unique agricultural communities, you know, in the country. So
in the world.
Yeah, in the world. Yeah. And so I feel like it's a privilege to be mm-hmm. able to do this. And we love doing it. We work hard, but mm-hmm. it's great. And it's nice to see it pay off. And
Now, is this the major project of it's? That you've changed Sonoma County Vintners, right?
Yeah, the Sonoma County Vintners. This is our biggest consumer event of the year. And it definitely is, I think it is certainly the largest project that we do each year. And we have a very small staff that's our permanent staff, but we bring in a lot of people to be a part of the team.
I was wondering, how many people does it take to pull this off?
Wow. You know, fewer than you would think.
We have a lot of volunteers.
And, you know, we could not do this event. We have over 250 volunteers over the course of the weekend. Uh-huh. And our volunteers start working on Monday and they don't wrap up until the Tuesday after. And it is.
What motivates them to volunteer?
You know, all different things, but boy, I am just so glad that they do.
I bet.
And they are tremendous. We have volunteers of all ages from all different walks of life. Many of them come back year after year. And so many times they say, we love this event. We just love to be a part of it. It's mm-hmm. important to our community and we want to be here and help make it happen.
You know, I think a big part of it is just that the energy surrounding each one of these events. And I participate in Showcase as well as participating in the auction day itself. Mm-hmm. And the energy surrounding it, I think, is really, you described it very well. There's a buzz, and there's a buzz amongst everybody who works it. It's not a tense situation. It's a real celebration.
Yeah.
And I think it really, really exemplifies what we're all about here. And I think that's what brings the volunteers back on a regular mm-hmm. basis, is that they not only have fun doing it, but I think they're just proud
they
to
just
be part of it.
Enjoy that energy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And our staff works extremely hard. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we have, you know, I'm the co-executive director because my partner, Maureen Cottingham, who runs the Sonoma Valley Vintners and Growers, mm-hmm. It is, you know, sort of too big for one person. And so she and I really hand in hand make it happen. And she is an incredible mm-hmm. leader and has contributed so much to making this event what it is. But all of our staff is invested in delivering it along with our volunteers. But then we could not do it without the winemakers and the chefs and the growers. And that's really what makes this event special because they're there. They want to be there, and they make it happen.
Yeah. Now, if somebody is listening and wants to participate for the first time.
Yeah.
With one event, what do you recommend as the starter event?
I think that they really need to come to the Taste of Sonoma on Saturday, September 1st at McMurray Ranch. And mm-hmm. the nice part is because we do have events all weekend, and the best thing they should do, someone should go to SonomaWineCountryWeekend.com. That's our website, which has information on all of the events. Every single winemaker lunch and dinner and winery barbecue is described in detail. There's a list of all of the activities that are happening on Saturday out at McMurray Ranch, and of course, describing the auction, every single table that's available at the auction, the menu, the chefs. There's so much information there, and it's really easy to buy tickets and create your own experience. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if you have a Visa Signature card, Visa Signature is our presenting sponsor. And so if you happen to have a Visa Signature card in your wallet and you use that to purchase your tickets, and you get access to special perks and benefits throughout
really?
The weekend. Yep.
Darn.
There's a full Visa Signature section at Taste, and we cater, Park Avenue caters that, so you have a chance to sit down, relax. If you have a card, you can go in, you can sit down, you can relax, you get some other food, you can have some special wines that are put aside for you. It's quite a nice experience there, too.
Yeah,
they're discounted tickets.
Yes, yeah. And you get special pricing and special access, and there are just so many things that are happening. So Saturday, Taste of Sonoma at McMurray Ranch.
It's a good place to start.
It's a great place to start.
And I have to tell you, here's my take on Taste of Sonoma. I think, and I really should not say this on the air, but I'm going to just undercut myself, arrive early.
Yes.
Arrive early. Early for the best experience. I mean, I'm that way because, you know, redheads don't like the sun.
So, well, wear your hat, too.
Yeah, have a hat or a parasol, yes. Although a parasol takes up a hand.
Yes,
and
that's
that
true.
Complicates things. But yeah, wear a hat or a parasol, but arrive early.
Yeah.
And taste everything you want to taste quickly and then mingle.
Yeah,
that's my strategy.
But
that's
don't you great. Think it's a great name, Taste? Isn't that what this is all about?
Yeah.
Tasting the food and wine.
Yeah. See, I always recommend people to, you know, arrive. The event starts at 11. Mm-hmm. So arrive, get on property, enter the event, go straight to the Bubble Lounge.
Absolutely, yes. That's my favorite place,
chat
the Bubble Lounge.
Ava Bertrand from Gloria Ferrer. Coleman Andrews will be with us this year. He was the editor-in-chief of Savour Magazine, and now he's running the Daily Meal. He wrote one of the definitive cookbooks on Catalan cooking, so he'll be there with Ava.
And Ava's so wonderful. She's so gracious.
And they're talking about how to pair sparkling wines with foods. That's a great place to start. And then segue to the marketplace, prowl around through the marketplace. We've got some amazing cheese producers, as well as local produce. We have local brewers there, so it isn't just wine.
Mm-hmm.
Also coffee, all Sonoma-grown, Sonoma-produced products, which is great. And then pop over to the Crush Pad, which is a hands-on winemaking demonstration that takes place three different times in the day. And then from there, maybe stop by the main stage and see either a cooking demonstration and or one of the Steel Chef competition rounds, and then pop into the AVA tents and taste your way.
But, you know, I have to tell you, having grown up on the ranch, we had an incredible garden and fruit trees, and we raised cattle as well. Mm-hmm. And hosting this, the Taste of Sonoma, it really comes full circle for me because I grew up tasting Sonoma in my backyard. And to be able to see this come to fruition in such a beautiful, brilliant way all weekend, and particularly, of course, out at McMurray, to see everybody enjoying how I grew up, you know, tasting fruit and our wonderful vegetables and everything that the bounty of Sonoma has to offer. And if you haven't, really, this is the weekend to do it. And bounty is a perfect word. We're so blessed out here. And we're so lucky to be working with Bruce and with Honor, who's putting on this tirelessly event, you know.
It's a remarkable amount of energy. And
it is.
What a perfect note to end on, because we are now out of time. So the website, one more time.
SonomaWineCountryWeekend.com.
You can always send me an email at catsmilk@sonic.net, and I can send you any of this information. Thanks so much to the three of you for coming. It's been really, really great and informative. Bruce, you have to come back and talk about your restaurant, Park 121.
I would love to.
On Highway 121. And good luck to all of you. And
thank you.
I wish you a wonderful sleep 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
You bet. And on that note, have a great week. I may or may not be here live next Sunday. I'm still working on that because I'll be out of town for 3 days. But that doesn't matter. I take an occasional Sunday off. So anyway, eat well. Have a great end of summer. And meet me back here one Sunday really soon.
To the Lord that praises me. It's time for dinner now, let's go eat. We've got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. To the Lord that praises me. It's time for dinner now, let's go eat.
When the mama's in the kitchen,
oh, yes,
she's been there all day. This story,
well,
our children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough.
Mouthful, the Wine Country's Most Delicious Hour, is produced and hosted by Michelle Anna Jordan, who also selects Mouthful's music. Live episodes are engineered by Michael Young and occasionally by Mary Moore Campagna. Mark Fuller is Mouthful's recording and post-production engineer. Podcasts are available at iTunes and krcb.org. For more information, to suggest a guest, and to find out how to be a guest yourself, email catsmilk@sonic.net or send a message via Mouthful's Facebook page.
Let it be.
It's time for dinner now. Let's go eat.
We got some beans.